Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
Episode 16. Here we go. Another round of fun.
Are you comfy now?
I am very. We're doing it in the couch this time.
Ah, oh my gosh.
First one of September, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Last one was September 1st. So this is the second week of September.
Gosh, is there Labor Day week. Weekend already.
Yeah, Labor Day week. Let's talk about some of the posts of the week. What do we got?
What do you want to talk about? You're the leader.
All right, let's talk about some.
All right, let's talk about enough of this foolishness.
No. Let's get into it. I'm not on the right page. What is going on? Top post of the week.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Oh, do we have to talk about this?
We got
to
talk about it because it's finally over.
Ugh.
It's such a drama. People have been talking about the Laurel Square fence for the longest time in the world. They finally took it down just before their permit ended.
And now we had to hear about the sandbags laying around.
Yeah, the company that came and picked it up. And I guess the guy that picked it up is on Rover's Morning Glory.
What?
He has a part-time job as a fence picker-upper. So that was pretty popular.
Wow, that doesn't pay much, does it?
I don't know. But we're finally rid of those. The sandbags are still laying all over the parking lot. I don't know who's going to come pick that up.
Anybody needs any, go
so we're done with that drama. We shouldn't be seeing any more posts of that on the Facebook page.
Hopefully.
But here's the new drama. We're talking about Honey Hut and Rosati's Custard. And
we made Cleveland.com.
Somebody made a petition.
Correct.
You know, I don't know if he thought the petition was going to stop anything or he just wanted the owners to know that there was some Honey Hut supporters.
I think sometimes it's a good idea just to do something like that, just to, like a speak out kind of thing, you know, just to let the owners know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Not that they expect any change or anything like that. I mean, business is business. We get it.
Mm-hmm. They did post on their Rosati's website why and when and...
And they're part of the group now, too, so they're watching.
Yeah, so we'll be excited to welcome to Brunswick and the group.
It's a good thing I'm talking with my hands because you guys can see all that, right?
I can see you.
Okay.
I like this one. This one was nice.
This is
50th anniversary of Senko Gas Station. It used to be called Rick's Gas.
I have never been there.
No?
Ever.
But
I know it's a staple.
It is. It's a really popular place for lottery players. I guess more people win out of there than anywhere else, according to a Sun-Times
Maybe I need to go there.
Article I read a long time ago. I mean,
yeah.
It says Rick's an Army veteran. He's always ready to help not just his country, but his community. The establishment is also a Toys for Tots drop-off location, so I wish him 50 more years over
That's
there at Senko. Here's one.
Dawn Thompson over at the high school is thankful for the family resource room being stocked and ready to serve. Special shout outs to Faith Walk Church and Mount Pleasant United Methodist Church for doing a Stuff the Bus event and a community drive for all the things that they give out to the kids, everything from food to hygiene products. They do need a few more things, so we'll probably do something in the near future, but look at that. That looks like they're stocked up and ready to go.
Lots of PB&J there.
Right?
Ramen.
Yep. Ramen, but we'll see what we got coming up. I just love feel-good posts, like this one. This one's really good.
This one was cool.
Yeah. So shout out to Applebee's, Brunswick Applebee's. Parents are celebrating their 63rd anniversary. Michelle, I'm not even going to try and say the last name.
Krajewski.
Is that it?
I think so.
Her parents, anyway, happy anniversary to her parents. They went to Applebee's for dinner, and the server took their cash to check them out. She returned with all their money and gave it to them and said, happy anniversary.
That's really cool. So we don't know if it was Applebee's or if it was the server or if a nearby table did it, but...
Don't know.
Either way...
But we love that.
Very, very kind gesture. Still out there. You know, and that one of the reasons might be an NBC article that said... Of the 88 counties in Ohio, this is another post, Medina County hit number 7 on the list as a great place to raise your family.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was based on factors including cost of living, schools, healthcare, recreation, and weather.
Weren't we also up there?
School systems, neighborhoods, affordable homes, and family-friendly activities.
Weren't we also up there on the list for one of the safest communities, too?
We did make the
top. See what else cool? This took me by surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't see this one coming. This was kind of cool. So the Red Onion, Patty and the gang took a long weekend to do some remodeling, and we'll have to jump up there and
see what the final was. Yeah,
see what the final result is.
They didn't put the final photos, but
you know, they got a nice patio back there too. That's like a hidden gem.
Yeah,
I mean, they really do. So stop up at the Red Onion, check out the renovations that they did. If you get there before us, send us pictures. I'll let you do this one.
Yeah, the UFO sighting.
That's pretty creepy.
Christoph posted a reel in the group that he people thought maybe it was a UFO.
Oh. And he
said the truth is out there. somebody put that it might have been an Asian lantern.
Maybe.
It's hard to say. I mean, it's a big red glowing ball slowly moving through the sky.
Both are illegal in Ohio, by the way, UFOs and really? Chinese lanterns.
I did not know that.
You didn't know Chinese lanterns were illegal?
I did not.
They are.
And right along with that one, Cassie Armar posted a Blink video of what she said her husband thought was a chupacabra.
Could be.
Crossing
that
her,
doesn't look like anything else I know of.
Crossing her, yeah, it's a sideways walking dog. Or
I don't know.
It's
a skinny thing, whatever
it's a
it
something.
Is.
So there's some weird sightings out there. If you saw something strange this last week, it was a full moon, right?
It was.
Let us know what you saw.
Pictures of that too somewhere.
And this one's just over the border.
All right, we'll let it in. Just a reminder that they are draining the Hinkley Lake. They're expected to begin that in a couple of weeks. And I think it's going to take them a couple of years, I believe,
to get that done. It was a long time.
Yeah, so that will not be a swimming destination next summer. So keep that in mind. No, you can still go hiking and stuff like that, but no swimming. So
yeah, it's a $10 million project that will help lift the height of the dam embankment.
Okay.
The lake ranges in depth from 2 to 16 feet deep.
There's all sorts of fish in there and stuff like that. And I know I don't think they're just throwing the fish out. I think they're rehoming them or doing something with them.
Well, I wonder if they don't. Maybe they don't have to drain it the whole way.
I don't know. I saw an article somewhere that was more in depth, or I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Time will tell. We'll that's all I had for post in. For the week.
No way.
That was it. But a lot of events.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to tell you all the things that are going on for the next week or two.
Stay tuned.
Hello, Brunswick. My name is Reagan, and I am a player on the Brunswick Valkyries rugby team. We are trying to raise funds for upcoming tournaments and are asking for your support. We have two ways you are able to help us next week. The first one is this Sunday from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. We are having a car wash at Wendy's on Center Road here in Brunswick. We will accept any amount as a donation, so bring your dirty cars to us this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and drive away with a shiny, clean ride. The other way to support us this coming week is a dine to donate at Geeked Out Restaurant in Brunswick Town Plaza, Thursday night from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. Stop in anytime Thursday night and tell them you are there to support Brunswick Valkyrie Girls Rugby. A portion of your bill will be donated to our organization, courtesy of Geeked Out Restaurant. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you at one of these great fundraising events. Bye!
Okay, back. Just like that.
Easy peasy.
The magical powers of editing. There's a lot of events coming up.
A lot of events going on, so we're going to concentrate on that. And so here we go. Let's kick it off with the Autumn Shop Hop, most of it on Pearl Road. So that is coming up this weekend, September 9th and 10th. So how that works is you just hop and shop to the five locations and stop wherever you want, grab a card, and when you spend $10 or more at a shop, you get your card stamped at that location. You get five stamps. You get entered to win a $50 gift card.
And nice. The shops are Brothers Antique North, Legacy Vintage Home, Vintage Loft, Fair Trade, and Handmade Haven. You can probably check any of them out on Facebook to get the locations and addresses of each of them. And food trucks and beverages will be available at select locations. This one we got. Pickled Pineapple has a Mom and Me paint night at Niner's Diner. That's Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. It's $35 per mom. An additional canvas of $25 if you want a second one for the kiddo.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Cute idea.
Yeah.
Those drinks look amazing.
They do. The St. Mark's Rummage Sale. This Saturday, September 9th from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Wide selection of items.
So over on North Carpenter, at the corner of 303 and North Carpenter, tomorrow from 8 to 5, stop by, support the Sunshine Seniors that are holding that sale and their outreach ministries and buy some goods.
Oh, here's one. This one's out of town. It's at the Medina County Career Center. Saturday, September 16th from 9:30 a.m. till noon. They're doing a car show.
That's an early car show.
Yeah, well.
That's why they call it Cars and Coffee. Mm-hmm. Ha, get it?
Yeah. Well, after they go to that car show, they can drive over to our car show.
Right. Stop and have lunch.
This one has a cost. It's $10 donation per auto car entered, but general admission is free, so you can go check out the cars. But if you would like to put your car into the show, the cost is $10. That $10 is going to go towards awards that will be given for designated categories, and each registered vehicle will receive a commemorative keychain created by the ETD students and Precision Machining Technology students.
That's a neat idea, actually, to have one in the morning like that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So again, that is Saturday, September 16th, 9:30 to noon at Medina County Career Center.
Mm-hmm. Saturday at 1 p.m., they got Island Troy playing at the Tangled Vine. So you can check them out on the patio. That's Saturday at 1 o'clock, Island Troy. We have Bosco Jigs playing next Saturday at the Wooden Nickel. That's Saturday, September 16th, playing at 7:30 p.m. And that is a Grateful Dead cover band.
More live music over at Ignite Brewing Company. It's Rob Rocks, and that's Saturday, tomorrow night from 7 to 10. If you haven't checked out Ignite Brewing, they are the hot spot to be reckoned with right now, so go check them out. They are right over off of North Carpenter behind Mark's. Give them a listen. Acoustic City at the Backyard Sunday from 3 to 6. Stop by the Backyard up on Pearl Road. Acoustic City Sunday from 3 to 6.
Yeah, they got a nice patio too.
Yeah, they.
Back at Ignite, Friday, September 15th, that's next Friday, Twin B Project is playing on their patio at 7 p.m. So lots of opportunities for live music. Yeah, well, I'm not a cigar smoker myself, but I found this one.
I know
some people that do.
Yeah.
Saturday, September 16th, the Havana Choice Cigar of Brunswick will host a Foundation Cigar event at their Brunswick location. That one's just north of Mapleside, near Boston and Pearl.
In back of the doghouse.
Back behind the doghouse. Specials on Foundation cigars, free Foundation swag with the purchase of Foundation cigars, food, and a great time with friends.
You know, everybody always wants something different in town, and here's something that's different in town. Mm-hmm. I think it's great to have a business like this because, you know, you can't go to Medina or Strongsville or something. Yeah. So it definitely is something different. So.
Right. And they have a cigar lounge, and you can just hang out with your friends and smoke a cigar. But that's Saturday, September 16th from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. So check that out. Here's one. Pack 3517 Boy Scouts is having a fishing derby this Sunday at 9 a.m. Entry starts at 9 a.m. There's going to be prizes for the following categories: most fish caught, longest fished, shortest fish, and longest cast per age group.
What about biggest tail? Biggest fish tail?
A story?
Fish story? Fish tail? No?
Please don't fill your fish with lead sinkers. And-
It's a $150,000 fine to do that.
But that's at North Park, and that is Sunday at 9 a.m. And PAC 3517 Boy Scouts will be putting that on. So that'll be a good time.
That's a fine-looking troop there. Look at that. All right, what else we got? Oh, this is a pretty popular one. So we're starting the fall festivals at Mapleside. Kicking it off is Princess and Pirates Weekend. That'll be the 15th through the 17th. Check out their Facebook page. Bring your little princess and your pirates all dressed up. They'll get to meet some of their favorite princesses there, too. So Pumpkin Village will be open. Always a lot of food and drink. Jurassic Miles Corn Maze, taking a tour of the orchard on the train. Just so many things to do. Oh, and don't forget about the super slide, the 311-foot super slide. So
it says they're going to have pig races and goats in action at the Billy Goat Bluff.
Nice.
I don't think I've seen that in years past. This one got me really excited. The 50th Johnny Appleseed Festival.
The
50th. I've been going to Johnny Appleseed festivals for many, many years, but this one has Joey Chestnut making an appearance.
No way.
I swear, that's what it says.
Are you serious?
He's going to be eating some apple cider donuts.
No.
And some other, well...
Do you know who Joey Chestnut... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the people that don't know who Joey...
In my eating days, he was one of my idols.
Yes.
He's a competitive eater, you know. He throws back hot dogs every 4th of July at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Is Is he going to be like having a challenge for like apple pies or something?
It says apple cider donuts he'll be eating with some local celebrities throwing their hat in the ring. So
now that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So in addition to all the great stuff going on at Appleseed Festival, you can see that it says American legends like Amelia Earhart, Paul Bunyan, and Pocahontas will be performing throughout the property, and then all kinds of other things, you know. Hay rides, apple cider, the jump pillows still. Yeah, so
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So don't forget, that is when again?
September 22nd through 24th. I was so excited about it. I just said, let's put it on here. Let's hold the date.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
good. There's a lot going on this fall. There is. Oh my gosh. I don't know how we're going to keep track of this, but make sure that you just like and maybe even add us to your favorites list so that you can come back and watch that again, because there's so much to take in right now.
Our YouTube subscribers are gaining momentum every week. So, that's awesome. You know, we're picking up about 10% more each week. They're coming back and listening again. So
if you have any show ideas, we did get a couple of people that messaged us this week with some show ideas. So we might put some of those into motion there. And if you're a local area business and want to be highlighted, give us, contact us. You know how to get a hold of us.
Two more events for the city here. Community Shred Day is Saturday.
That's important.
9 a.m. till noon, up to two boxes. I believe that was at City Hall. And the City of Brunswick Branch Chipping Collection Program begins September 18th and lasts all week. They try and do it on your trash pickup day, but depending on who puts out branches and when, they sometimes get behind. But just make sure it's out on your trash pickup day and you'll be all right. That's it for the events.
That's a lot.
It was. It was a lot. So,
that's a lot. But that's a good thing. It's a good thing to have all these things going on. Mm-hmm. We hope you guys partake of a couple of them. And I think that's it for...
That's it.
That's a wrap.
Have a fun, enjoyable week, Brunswick. Be safe and see you next week.
See you guys out and about, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.